Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 397, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 19, Trip Takes a Stand.
It aired June 9th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie March, and directed by Isaac Florentine. Oh my darling Florentine.
I'm glad you saw that through to the end, because everyone listening would have been on tenterhooks just waiting.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, everybody. A way to start your Friday night, probably. Monday?
No, Friday. This is a Friday episode now. Yeah. Friday afternoon tonight, unless you're a patron, in which case could be as early as Wednesday, could also be Friday afternoon. Who knows? Anyway, if you're new here, welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. My name is Jake. This is... I don't know what happened.
We did that already.
I started skipping. It's the problem. What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should. This one's called Trip Takes a Stand. And Trip episodes usually are bad, so...
Not a good history of Trip episodes.
Pretty low hit rate. So if you're gonna watch along, maybe you shouldn't. But maybe you should. Maybe it'll be good this time.
I feel like if we have to...
Then you should have to.
It's only fair.
Someone else should have to, right?
I sang for you.
On your birthday.
Yes.
The listener.
Yes.
Today's your birthday now. Please let your folks
happy
know.
Happy birthday. You're welcome. We gave you a second birthday.
Yeah.
And you won't even watch Trip Takes a Stand?
After all we've done for you? For our friend? Anyway, let's go take a stand.
Time Force, Power Rangers.
And we're back, and I hope you all are having a great birthday, and we just watched Trip Takes a Stand.
Happy birthday. I will not be singing the happy birthday song to you.
I'm not singing again. You only get one.
You only get one great rendition of Oh My Darling Florentine.
That's right.
It's physically painful.
I can see it in your eyes.
Not start with morphingrid.tumblr.com. We've been doing it for 5 years, and then Tumblr took that away from me by me not updating the Tumblr for 2.5 years.
You didn't update it for so long that Tumblr was like, what if we just start to cannibalize ourselves
from
the inside?
What if we destroy? They also, hey, I don't know if you know a lot about Tumblr.
I don't.
A lot of people use Tumblr for fan fiction because it's like a free place. You can just like post your fan fiction. And Tumblr just made it so that you can't do more than 100 lines.
Uh-huh.
Which is not a lot.
No.
Tumblr wants to close down, but doesn't want to tell anyone that.
I can only equate this to Survivor, and I don't know how familiar with Survivor you are. But this is like the soft quit where someone is like, hey, I don't want to play anymore. Vote me out tonight instead of me just quitting the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Tumblr, just have the guts to quit yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say, hey, we had a good run, but
we're bad now. Bye.
We finished. Tumblr's done.
Tumblr out. Anyway, heyjackandjosh.com/morphingrid is where our archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on BlackBerry Podcasts. We're on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby. I just had to pay money to our internet domain provider so that I could keep podbay.com, a website I have done literally nothing with, but just am hoarding like a dragon. So if anybody would like to purchase it, let me know.
$12,000.
$12,000 cash on delivery.
No, sorry. No CODs.
No, God damn it. $40. We'll talk. We'll negotiate. Anyway, we're also on. I don't have any goof names. Not a pod. Is that anything? This episode's actually pretty good.
Yeah, the episode wasn't bad.
Yeah. I don't know. If you want to do a rating review, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. So Adam, so we recorded the 8th episode of Tattoo Teen Jedi Fighters from Beverly Hills, our Patreon exclusive podcast. We recorded that in, I think, December, because we had a little break around the holidays.
That sounds right.
It's February now, and it's still not up. And in the last, I don't know, 3 episodes that have went live as of this recording, I have had to either A, edit out saying it's up now, because I guess my eyes are bigger than my stomach was, and I was like, yeah, I'll have it done by then, and then I just didn't. But it's half done now, as of today. So definitely by the time you hear this, it should be done. Because I'm going to finish it when we're done recording tonight, because I don't really edit it at all. I just kind of listen through to make sure nothing screws up. So that should be up. We're a couple bucks away from the next milestone of recording more of those. So if you're not a patron and you want to hear us talk about a show that's real called Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, go hit up patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. Other than that, we got nothing to do. Because Monday episodes, we don't do housekeeping anymore.
We're super bored over here.
We're just super bored. We could talk about... Do you want to talk about, like, Power Rangers, maybe?
I mean, it sounds like a weird concept.
It's kind of nerdy. It's kind of like nerdy for nerds.
We can, but I don't know if anyone's going to listen to this.
I still don't know if anyone listens to this show. And I don't check numbers ever, so...
I haven't in a while. This one was kind of in the middle of everything, I think.
So maybe... people don't listen.
I don't know.
I know people do listen. I know several of you listen.
This is the gateway drug of all of our podcasts.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're gonna jump right in. What do you say?
All right.
We start off on a nice panning shot of the forest over to the Legion of Doom headquarters that Rantic lives in. And then we smash cut to Rantic screaming in pain. It's a close up on his face. And his, you know how some of his face is like gross?
Yeah.
It's like under his Kano mask. It's like wetter than normal.
Yeah, we see his arm too. And like, I guess the metal inside him just wants to come out.
I think he's leaking T2.
He's kind of sweating liquid metal.
Yeah.
Which seems like it's as painful as it sounds like it would be.
If I sweat out liquid metal, I would probably be, number one, very upset. And number two, very in pain. So he like... smashes down some serum and throws the bottle on the ground, which, like, you gotta walk there later.
Another!
Like, I mean, sooner or later, yeah, you're gonna need another one.
He looks like he has a finite amount, and I don't know if that's gonna come into play or not.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
But when he pounds the serum, and he's like, this is lovely.
Is it like a little bit drugs?
I think it was just more of like that feels nice.
Right, okay. It's like when you get a sunburn, you put like a cold towel on it. Like
the metal that makes up my insides isn't boiling anymore.
Ooh, that's the stuff. Back inside my body with the metal. He's still very sweaty, and it makes all his weird meat look kind of gross. So we cut over to Frax, who's like, this is a perfect mutant. And we learn the mutant's name later, but he does not say it now.
I couldn't tell if he was in the X vault or not, because it was from inside the display case,
the cupboard. Yeah,
it's not.
No, it's regular style. And so he takes this monster out. I called the monster Sally. Put Sally in the bigger.
Did you call the monster Sally before we saw it?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you just like, he's getting a monster. This one's Sally.
No, I have to, like, I see it and then, like, I just, like, feel what the name should be and then I write it down. Someone on Patreon, Charles, asked us if we watch with subtitles, which we don't.
No.
Because apparently, like, in the episode that just went up, which was the Lucas episode, the bodyguard episode, like, Lucas just knows the monster's name, just, like, says it.
I feel like they do that a lot. Yeah. I think Trip does that in this episode, just suddenly knows his name.
Yeah, and so like they just like say people's names, and I was like, oh, that would be nice, but we don't do that. It's funnier if we don't know the names at all.
And it took a long time in this one for us to actually understand what was being said.
Oh, yeah, we were like 15 minutes into this episode before they said the name that is maybe the worst name since Hard to Choke.
Hard to Choke is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. This one is like a dumb pun that only makes sense if you're naming a Power Rangers villain with this origin and not if you are in the world of Power Rangers naming a monster.
Right.
So it's really weird. Anyway, so they put this monster in the Shronky Donk. It gets big. Sally comes out. It's got a cutesy little voice, and Sally's a big weenie.
I thought that it was going to be like a baby.
It does sound a little bit like a baby. I think it's Circuit's voice. It kind of sounds a little bit like Circuit.
It does.
So I don't know who does Circuit's voice. But Sally's there. It's this blue. Okay, you know Fred from Big Hero 6?
Yes.
It's like that.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of like that.
But with big, long tentacle arms.
Yeah, it's got those big, like, dryer vent arms.
Yeah, they come out of its wrist. So, like, its hand is there, but then past the hand is, like, a 12-foot slinky.
So cumbersome.
Just being around that thing must be a pain in the butt. And so Frax is like, all right, time to go kill the Power Rangers. It's like, whoa, no, that's not me. I can't do that. I hate violence. I can't do that. And they're like, why, what? It's like, yeah, you just put me back in the freezer. That'll be cool. And he's like, no, what do you mean you don't do violence? Like, yeah, I was just in jail for petty theft. So, like, I don't like violence. Why?
It's weird to me that even though this is a nonviolent mutant, it still is a criminal in, like, the barest definition of the word.
Yeah. And there later on, there is a whole racism allegory.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That will come up. And I think this part of it is part of it. Because, like, in the future, this monster is arrested for stealing. We will learn what this monster steals later. And it's not a... It shouldn't be a throw you into freeze jail offense, but because it is a mutant, it gets the same treatment as the other mutants who are like murderers and kidnappers,
right,
and arsonists and all that.
Like bank robbers.
Yeah, there's one who's like, I'm the mayor killer. Like, I love to kill mayors. And they're like, you can go right next to petty theft Sally. So, yeah, I just think that like kind of folds into it. We'll get a little more into it when we get to the part, which is like maybe the best part of the episode.
Yeah.
So then Frax is like, or sorry, Rancic is there, and Rancic's like, what do you mean you don't want to kill the Power Rangers? And pulls a sword out of his knee and he's like, I'm gonna cut you in half if you don't want to kill the Power Rangers. Not even kill the Power, just like fight for me.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not gonna do that, I'm just gonna split your head.
I am gonna cleave you in twain. I will bifurcate your body if you do not. And then Frax is like, whoa, hold on. We can still use. Why waste a perfectly good mutant? And Rex is like, what do you mean? He's like, I have a little triangle, and I'm going to put this triangle on Sally, and then with this sand rod, I will be able to control Sally somehow. So a couple cronies grab Sally, and Frax goes over to it and, like, jabs this triangle, which is, like, half, like, a triangle, half a meat thermometer, it looks like.
They look like the triangle, both the triangle and the control rod, the sand rod, I suppose, look like life-size versions of a Lego accessory.
Yes, very much.
The sand rod especially looks like it's made up of like three single Lego pieces, just the, like the yeah, one the, prong like, pieces.
Yeah.
And the top one is just like a clear red one.
Yeah. It's like you put like a gray plant on a rod and put a red gem on top, and yeah, like that's what this is. So it doesn't like work right away. I don't know exactly what this thing is supposed to do. Like, we find out what it does later, but like it takes some time because Sally manages to like get away.
They're really wishy-washy and they never explain it, because sometimes it seems like if he's not gonna do what we tell them to do, I will hurt them with this device.
Yeah.
And other times it's like, I can straight up control them with this device.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's definitely like whatever it needs to be at that exact moment.
Yeah.
Which is a Power Rangers special. So Sally escapes. Rancic grabs the thing, the sand rod, and is like, if you don't find that mutant, I'm going to use this on you. Which that's not how it works.
Yeah, Rancic. Maybe he's like, I'm just going to bash you to death with this.
Maybe. But like you pointed out, he does have a sword in his other hand.
Yeah, he could, because that he almost just used. So him saying, I'll use this on you with his sword makes just as much sense. Makes more sense.
Maybe in the script it was unclear. And so Iflo just had to like make a decision day of.
Well, you made the wrong
you
choice.
You chose poorly. So we cut to the theme song. When we come back, Sally is scaring people downtown, even though it's like, I'm not violent. I just want to take a nap. I want some juice and to go to bed.
Make me an action figure again, please.
Yeah, the whole time, so I was like, you got to just freeze me. Just go ahead and freeze me again. Put me back in cryo. So there's like a little girl crying, and that doesn't really play into anything. But there's also like a guy in a car that's out of control all of a sudden. And, like, maybe he's going to drive into the little girl. But then there's, like, a guy, another guy that looks like the guy's going to drive into. And there's a person in a wheelchair with a broken leg who just got out of the hospital because they're still in, like, a hospital gown. And they have, like, a cast on. And she's got, like, a head wrap or something, like a head bandage. And I looked down, and when I looked back
I did not look away. And I don't know what happened.
Because here's what happened. Like, I look down and I look back up, and then the car hits an empty wheelchair, and I'm like, what just happened? And then it cuts from the guy upside down in the car being like, whoa, that was a close one, to a girl in a hospital gown with a broken leg and a head bandage holding a man bridal style. Like, I just saved this guy's life, and my leg is standing on a broken leg.
Who is this woman?
Who is she? She should be a Power Ranger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get Trip at it. No, actually, Trip is pretty good.
Trip
this
does
one.
Good stuff this time. Finally.
Yeah, next season, get her in. She should be the Red Ranger in Wild Force. It's not her.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
It's still a dude.
It's another guy. So then. Oh, sorry, the guy's upside down and he calls, he's like, get me the Silver Guardians. Like, it's like a joke, like, haha, I almost killed several people in my car. That was clearly my fault, because, like, Sally's, like, out of the way, just be like, don't scream, I'm just trying to leave, like, yeah. That's it. So then we cut to Trip, who fixes a fan, a literal fan, like, you know, that you have in your room when it's nighttime and it's warm, like that. There's like 9 or 10 fans around him, and he's got them all working.
They're all like outside of a shipping dock.
Yeah.
Stacked up on crates and just like around him in a weird like circle of death.
Yeah.
And he gets paid for fixing them.
Yeah. Some guy comes out and is like, I can't believe it. And gives him like 60 bucks.
My fans.
My fans. I love these things. What? Like, hold on. What?
And he's like, how did you do it? Well, he probably plugged them in.
He plugged them in.
Turned them on. And he put the little... Well, the problem was you had the little pin in the back pushed down, and that makes them spin.
You got to pull it up.
You pull it up, and then it'll just stay right on you.
But or maybe like he was taking them off and just like got whatever was gunking up the works. He's like, there. And he put the faceplate back on.
He just had some canned air and blew the dust off of the blades.
Yeah. It's such a weird, like, it's an odd job.
It's the oddest job
that we've seen so far. But then Trip turns around and sees Sally running down this, like, warehouse dock road, screaming for their life, like, They're gonna kill me. And then Frax and Adira and some cronies are like right behind, and they're like, we're gonna kill you. It's like Trip's hiding, and then they corner Sally, and they're about to, I guess, bash it to death with a sand rod or use it to zap it into submission.
Yeah, Nadira also might have just been about to stab him with her nails.
At one point she's like, destroy him.
Yeah.
Like, just do it.
Frax says, this is your last chance, and Sally goes, nope, I'm not doing it. And then so Nadira's like, no more chances.
Nadira's a little bloodthirsty in this episode, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So Trip jumps in and saves Sally and starts fighting off some cronies, and then Silver Guardians show up. They're all still wearing their CGD hats.
Yeah, Eric has the regular ball cap on. But he does have a nice shoulder rope.
He's got the red now. Shoulder rope. Well, he had that last time when he had the red.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it. I was probably so distracted by the goofy hat
I didn't
notice the shoulder rope.
And before, when it was the other guy in charge and the guy before that, they also had the shoulder rope. Like, this is like...
Is that like a military thing?
I think maybe, but I don't know for sure.
Or is that something they made up? They're like, oh, I was putting a nice little rope on there.
Give him a little rope on his shoulder. When he puts his arms down, it'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah. When he stands at attention, he'll be like, oh, man, I want to go Eddie so bad.
This sucks. My armpit has a rope inside of it right now. It's kind of a bummer. So there's a lot of shooting, and then Trip like runs away with Sally. Eric morphs, and they're all shooting their little tiny pew-pew guns. And then someone pulls out a mortar and shoots at Nadira, who just teleports away. I think she does the teleport cloak swoop, but yeah,
they don't teleport yet. They kind of just like
block,
cover themselves, I guess. They teleport in a minute. Was that Eric? Because he morphs and shoots his Power Ranger gun at them.
Yeah, which like looks like it could do actual damage. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not Eric. It's a. Because Eric, like, shoots a crony and just shoots a hole through its chest.
Yeah.
But they set up, like, a mortar. They, like, put down a little tripod and put, like, a potato gun on top of it and shoot it, you know, with spray paint and all that. Or not spray paint, hairspray. Have you ever done that?
No.
You ever made a potato gun? Potato cannon?
No.
So you basically get some PVC pipe. Hey, cops, maybe turn this part off. I don't know how legal this is. I don't know if it's in the anarchist cookbook or whatever.
I don't think it's illegal to describe how to make one.
Okay.
I think it's only illegal if you have one.
I don't even think that.
Even that, it's just a potato gun.
It's literally like it's a PVC pipe that has like a little PVC pipe off of it. And you put a potato in one end and then you put a bunch of like hairspray. You just like spray it in there, which is because it's flammable. And you take a lighter and you light the little hole. And so the hairspray ignites and it shoots the potato out.
That does sound a little illegal.
It sounds a little illegal, but it is also pretty fun. And like potatoes, not super painful to get hit with, I imagine. I mean, I don't know. I imagine just like getting shot with a t-shirt cannon.
Just like right in the guts.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I've never fired a t-shirt cannon, but if anyone knows where I could find one, please let me know, because I want nothing more than to shoot someone with a t-shirt cannon. Can you imagine, especially if you like loosen up the t-shirt a little bit, so when it hits, it's like...
Poof. It opens up.
Yeah.
Which then just covers them.
Here's a Hey Jake and Josh merch. Poof. That'd be great.
Ow, but thank you.
Ow, but this shirt, oh, it's not my size. No refunds.
Why are they all 5X?
One shirt per customer. So Trip runs with Sally. They get behind some boxes and they're hiding. And he calls the other Rangers and he's like, can you check this file of... I guess this is when he says the name.
No, he just says, do you have his file? And then it cuts, the clock tower and they do.
I guess he
must have been communicating off screen with both the monster and the team.
In a minute, he's going to introduce himself, and I do not think Sally introduces himself back.
Well, then I don't know what the heck's going on.
I don't know. Anyway, that's after this. They checked. They're like, yeah, he stole some vegetables.
This part is doubly weird. Not to spoil the future of the episode. So they're able to just pull his file up on a whim without really knowing what or who he was.
Uh-huh.
And then later they have no idea where to find him until Circuit's like, there's a mutant at the docks.
Well, I think that makes sense because, like, your file doesn't say where you are, just like what they have on file from the future.
But they knew who to look up somehow.
Right.
Because Trip only said, do you have his file?
Well, I think... So what happened was, I don't know. I got nothing. I think it's just like a. We can't track you with your file, even though we know what you look like. And to be fair, they didn't see anybody there, because if they saw like the blue squid monster with a butthole for a mouth, like they'd be like, that's probably Sally, who we have a file on, but it doesn't like lowjack him or anything,
right?
I do want to know how he's like, because he's like, do you have it? And they're like, yes.
Like, that line could have just been, do you have a file on
blank
this monster?
The monster's name is Nauticon. Get it? Because it's not a con.
But like it's also con, like nautical.
but like also a little bit like nautical, but like it's not a con.
Yeah. Although he was convicted, so technically he is a con.
You are a convict. So Nauticon, aka Sally, stole some vegetables to eat and not die. And it's like, I would have starved to death. And that is apparently a capital offense, frozen for life, thrown next to murderers and mayor kidnappers.
In the future, there's just a no tolerance policy.
I guess.
For any mutants committing any crimes at all. You jaywalk, you're frozen and put in a little capsule. You cut out six people's throats.
Frozen and put in a capsule. What's the X vault? What do you got to do to get the X vault then? Because apparently the bar is so low.
The mayors. The mayors.
But the mayor killer was in the regular vault.
You're right.
It was mayor kidnapper. Maybe like, this guy kidnapped so many mayors.
Maybe it's not so much what offense they did, just how hard they were to take down.
Yeah, how like many. And like, or how hard
or just
it was
like
to
when
do,
they
yeah.
were fighting, like this monster really kicked our butt. We lost three officers to this one. They go in the X vault.
Let's X vault this one. But like, this is also like a sad commentary on.
And we'll put the key in a little cubby under the desk marked X vault.
Got him.
They'll never find it.
Why is a hat? Why? Who would even know that's there? Like, do you just not tell anyone? And imagine how goofy, because the only people who would know that the X-Vault key was there would be like higher ups, right?
Right. So or anyone who fell there.
Yeah, like, hold on 1 second. I need to get the X-Vault key. Everyone, please close your eyes so I don't look like a doofus crawling underneath this computer bank. And also so you don't know where it is. It's in the middle. It's in, like, the lobby.
Yeah.
The Rangers leave to go meet up with Trip and to help Sally. And then they run into Eric, who's like, hey, you going to find that mutant that I saw with Trip? And they're like, yeah, it's not your business. Like, yes, it is, because mutants are evil, and I kill mutants. Because he's prejudiced, you see.
Yes.
Against mutants.
I don't know if you could pick up the subtlety here, the gentle hand that this was dealt with.
It's, to be fair, pretty well handled.
It's not bad. It's also very much like, do you see this?
Did you get it? Yeah. But I mean, that's kind of how Power Rangers does everything, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It does have to kind of convey the message to tiny children.
Babies. So. Yeah. Trip makes friends. Trip says, hi. Because, like, thanks, Time Force Rangers. Like, you can just call me Trip. And then it's like, thanks. I will not give you my name, but you will know it later. And they're like, thank you. I read the script. Well, we come back to Frax at the jail criminal hangout. Does it have a name to prison? It's just
the
prison.
I guess it's just the prison, yeah.
And he's like, I adjusted some things, so now I can track Sally with the meat thermometer that I stuck in him. And I can do bad stuff with it, whatever I need to do at the moment. Don't worry about it. So then they leave, I guess. Rangers look around. They can't find Sally. Oh, no, sorry. That's right. Frax hits a button and starts zapping Sally no matter how far away he is. And that zaps Trip, too, and it, like, fries his communicator.
Yeah, because was this when Trip was trying to get it off? Because he does, like, stick something in. That might be later.
It's in, like, a minute, okay. Yeah. And
but he might have been looking at it, so his communicator was, like, right
they
there.
Were, like, near each other, yeah. So he gets zapped, and then we cut to the Rangers who are looking around for Trip and can't find him, and they can't call him because it's been zapped. Then Circuit calls them and says, hey, there's mutant activity or some weird mutant spike from the zapping.
Yeah, he says he's picking up mutant DNA at the boat dock.
So that's there, and then Eric is, like, in his SUV hiding.
He's just right there.
He's, like, he's near them, like they can see him.
They motorcycle away and he's just like
got him and follows them in
his
SUV. They're
never gonna see me coming in my Hummer.
I think part of this is Eric is just super jelly he doesn't get a cool motorcycle, because earlier when he stopped them on their motorcycles he like tapped Wes's in a way that was like, I want one. I just got the dumb TF Eagle. And a Range Rover.
Not even part of TF, technically.
And a 1996 Range Rover.
Should be the CGD Eagle.
Yes.
The CGD Eagle.
Then we cut back to Trip, who's got like a screwdriver. He's trying to like pop the tracker thing out. And he's like, I can't do it.
This one just like shoots him away.
Yeah, it like blasts him away, but he's like, I can't do it. And here's the problem. Or no, he doesn't shoot him away because he's still right next to him. It just doesn't come out. He's like, and if I do just rip it out, it'll destroy you. I just know that somehow. And then Sally says, then I'm going to do it, because if I don't, they're going to control me and make me hurt people, and I can't live with myself if I do that. Which is like a very, I don't want to say nuanced because he just spells it out, but like a very like unique take for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Because we've done the like, I'm not an evil monster, I'm a regular monster before, but it's never been like, and I know I'm going to get controlled. It's like, I'm being controlled. Stop me.
And it's never been like, I don't want to hurt you so much that I literally will kill myself.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty heavy. It's too bad he's got this goofy baby voice.
He's just got a goofy baby voice and like a butthole for a mouth. And very long dryer tentacles for hands.
So weird. What a weird choice.
Why this one?
I don't know.
So then, I think probably because the footage, I think it's the same stories in the Sentai because of the Zord fight later. Spoilers. Doesn't go great.
Oh, yeah. Sorry if you didn't know a Zord fight was coming.
Yeah, I mean, there was like zero Zord action a couple episodes ago. They're like, get the Zord right at the end.
The whole time you can see the scab on his leg. So you know.
It's coming.
Like, he's going to be picking that.
It's coming. But yeah, also, like, you like after the Clock Tower episode, they'll be like, Kate's just been in the past talking with ghosts for 25 minutes. Zord time.
Here's a Zord fight.
Gotta do Zords.
Gotta just get this in real quick.
So then Frax shows up right after he's like, I will rip this out myself. And Trip's like, no, there's gonna be a better way. We gotta find it. Frax, like, whips around the corners, like, aha! And, like, zaps him.
Yep.
And then
I think that makes him throw Trip off.
That's what makes him throw Trip. Yeah. And he's got like Trip up against some like boxes and is like about to punch him in the face. He's like, I can't stop myself, Trip. I'm so sorry. Then the other Rangers show up and they jump in to help because the cronies are attacking Trip, who is defending Sally. And Frax is like off to the side. And they get everybody dead because they're the Power Rangers and they're cronies. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah,
you know, major.
Yeah, they get them dead.
They get them dead, like they do. And then Eric shows up, and he's like, I'm going to kill that monster because it's a mutant, and I hate them, and they're all evil. And Trip jumps in the way.
And that nice upside-down man in the car paid me to kill this mutant.
Yeah. Like, why is that guy get to decide who lives and who dies?
He's got money.
Hate rich people. So then he goes to shoot Sally. Trip jumps in the way, and they're like, "Don't! You'll shoot Trip." And Trip's like, "You're gonna have to shoot through me if you want to shoot Sally." And then Eric's like, "Trip, I'm gonna do it." But then he does shoot.
He does basically shoot Trip. Thank goodness Wes is able to jump in the way and Jedi the blasts out of the way with his sword.
Yeah, he like he deflects two blasts real quick. Good job, Wes. Aces.
But Eric would have just killed Trip.
Yeah, would have just shot a hole clean through him. Just murdered him. But then Trip and Sally run and the other Rangers stop Eric and they're like, there's four of us and one of you. And Eric's like, do I look scared? It's like, well, no, you look like you're you don't have facial features when you're morphed.
You got a little mouth, but it never moves. It
doesn't move. I can't see your eyes. Your body language isn't particularly doing anything one way or the other. Which is, to be fair, like, not a diss on the suit actors. It's just like, that's Eric's not giving off anything. Because Wes is also, like, very much, the suit actor is, like, very much acting like, hey, don't do it, man. Like, stop right here.
Yeah.
And you can feel that. Which is, like, such a wild thing about Power Rangers that, like, there are people whose entire specialty is acting as Power Rangers so you know what emotion they're trying to put across. Buck wild.
Without their faces.
Yeah, because there's nothing. Also, apparently, I do not know the name. I just read it the other day somewhere. But, like, one of the guys who has been a suit actor in Sentai and he's done some Power Ranger stuff, I believe, but he's been a Sentai like suit actor for ever, like for 20 years or so. like is retiring this year. It's like this is last year, which is just wild. It's like this is what he's been doing for basically my whole life.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Eric sucker punches Wes and then smacks him on the back of the head with his gun.
Yeah, he gut punches him and then just like boops him down.
Pistol whips him. And the other Rangers, instead of like fighting Eric or stopping him, like run over to Wes. So like that's good. But like Wes is clearly fine. It's like maybe worried about the problem.
Nah, just let him get away. It's fine.
He runs away. And then he catches up to Trip. The Rangers are close behind him. But Trip is unmorphed. And he's like, I'm going to kill that mutant now. And this is when the racism metaphor stops being a metaphor. And Trip basically just says, like,
you're a racist.
This is what racism is. And this is what you're doing. Because he's like, I'm going to destroy that mutant. And Wes is like, we don't destroy them. We arrest them and bring them to justice. And he's like, do you think they deserve the same justice we do? Look at him. He's a mutant. And Trip's like, oh, I see. You just want to kill him because he's different than you. Well, if you want to kill anyone who's different than you, you have to kill me. And takes his hat off. And he has a little gem in his forehead because he's a Zybrian.
Hey, you guys remember how Trip has a little gem in his forehead?
I had forgotten until this episode.
This is why they put the hat on him, is so he didn't have to get this makeup on all the time.
Oh, yeah. And because if you're a person walking around with a gem embedded in your forehead,
right,
not like on your forehead, like part of your skull
right,
peeking through your skin, like that's a little strange.
Not the green hair. It was 2001.
2001.
Right?
So, like
green hair on teenage, like an older teenager.
Yeah, that had
pretty normal.
Yeah, that was like whatever. The orange jacket. Also, just basically whatever.
So big. All of his clothes are so big. And then he has that backpack on all the time.
Yep. And Lucas's jacket is also pretty big. And later he's like, I'm cool. And he's got like a big jacket on, though.
That's what cool people say, is I'm cool.
Well, that's what cool people wear, is big jackets back in 2001. So anyway, he takes his hat off. And then Sally is like, no, you can't do this. Like, he'll kill you too. And Trip says, It doesn't matter. Like, this is what I have to do. Like, I got to take a stand. It's not hard to stand up for what you believe in and what's right. And then he says, if I don't, who will? So, Trip, you did it, bud.
You did it.
You did it.
Raising your batting average up to 1 out of 3.
1 out of 3. Hey, that's almost a Meatloaf song.
That's a .333. I don't know what a good batting average is.
Probably more than 3. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, because they play so much when they play baseball.
There's
like
120 games. Well, that's why it's out of 1,000.
I feel like if less than half of your at-bats and your at-bat 9,000 times and you hit the ball less than half of those times, I think that's still pretty good.
I mean, yeah.
Because you're still hit, like, it's obviously not 9,000 times. You don't go at-bat 9,000.
No, but you're looking at plural 100 times.
Yeah. So if let's say you go up to bat 200 times and you hit the ball 90 times, you still hit the ball 90 times. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, here's some quick math. There's like
especially
100...
when the guy who's throwing the ball at you is specifically trying to make you not hit the ball.
Yeah, his whole job is to make you not hit that ball. So quick math, 120 games a season. If you're up twice, that's 250 almost.
Yeah.
So, and that's only if you go up twice. There's 9 innings. So, like, you can go up. Who knows how many times you could potentially go up?
I mean, the inning's not over until you get 3 outs.
That's what I love about baseball.
So, you could be playing one inning all night long.
Can I tell you? That's what I love about baseball. You can't run the clock out. You can't throw a game. You can't take a knee to run to just dunk the time.
Yeah.
You got to let them go up to the plate and have their shot. And that's why baseball is the best sport.
That's pretty good.
That isn't professional wrestling or BattleBots.
I like baseball in theory. I could probably only watch about 4, maybe 5 innings before I can't.
The World Series a couple years ago was dope as hell. The Cleveland versus the Cubs, very good game. Tony and I were in this living room until like 12 o'clock at night.
Well, that's also both of your teams.
Those are our teams. And it was a well-written game. Like, that's the best sports movie I've seen in a while. Anyway, back to Power Rangers. Trip decides that he's a Power Ranger. So he's like, yeah, if you got to shoot me, you got to shoot me. But you're not going to get through me. because I'm standing up for what I believe in. And so Eric shoots and misses on purpose, and then is like, gun's bad.
I looked, oh, something must be wrong with my
something
blaster.
Wrong with the gun.
Gonna get it aligned.
So he runs off, and then Frax gains control of Sally. This is when I learned it. I don't know if he said it earlier or not.
He did say it a couple times earlier, but all he heard was,
I'm not. How many? Because at first I thought it said Otacon, and I was like, that's a Metal Gear Solid character. And then I was like, or it's what?
Or a Transformer.
It's a Transformer, or it's what cops use to turn the lights green when they're chasing someone.
Oh, yeah, they hit the button on the Otacon.
That's Otacon. That's, I think that might actually be the name, because I know fire engines also have it, and as you may remember from last season, I was a junior fire explorer.
That's right. You're the fire expert here.
I am
here.
A fire explorer. Just here to see what the fire's doing. Just going to test it out.
Oh, yeah, that's a fire right there.
Look, all I'm saying is I got to use the jaws of life. I got to cut a car door open with jaws of life.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty rad. So, and also, this was in the wintertime in New Hampshire, and we're all in, like, firefighter gear, and there are, you know, real firefighters there. One guy takes his helmet off and the ski mask thing that they put on under it when it's cold, and like a head sock, and his head was so hot that steam was pouring off of his head, because you work in those things.
Yeah, and they're heavy.
Yeah. So Frax, there's like a little scuffle, and then Frax forces a scab pick, and so Sally grows, and Tripp's like, wait, I have a plan. We can get him arrested without having to hurt him. And he's like, all right, Tripp. So call their Zords. Then I blinked, or I didn't pay attention for a minute, and Tripp never went into the Zords, and I didn't see him because he's just holding the electro booster now.
He was in the Zords.
Okay, he was.
Because they formed the Shadow Mega Force Zord.
Shadow Force?
Shadow Force Mega Zord. Shadow Time Force Mega Time Zord.
Time for Shadow to Force.
Yeah. Red mode. And then Tripp says, okay, I'm gonna go. And it does show him like jumping out of the Zord and like down the arm.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
And then he has the electro booster or whatever that big orange
gun
is.
The creamsicle gun?
Yeah.
Looks delicious. And he's like, all right, hold him steady. So like they grab Sally and they're trying to like maneuver him so that Tripp can shoot the meat thermometer. And then Frax just clobbers Tripp right in the face.
And then stomps on him.
And then starts stomping on him. He's going to stomp a mud hole in his ass and walk it dry is what it looks like. But then Eric shows up and shoots Frax. And Tripp's like, I knew it.
I think we do see what he means by that later.
We do. And because he calls Q-Rex. And then Q-Rex like...
It's just funny that... I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew you wouldn't let me die unless it was by your hand.
Unless you did it. And then so he calls Q-Rex, and Q-Rex is tussling with it, and they're like, no, don't hurt him. But then we find out that like Q-Rex isn't trying to hurt Nauticon. It's just trying to hold him.
Yeah, because the Q-Rex kind of grabs Nauticon, bites its arm, and then stomps down on its foot to like stop it from being able to pivot. So it's able to hold it steady enough so that Tripp can take the shot.
Yeah, so Tripp takes a shot and shoots the meat thermometer and it blows up. And then Nauticon is a giant and there's a T-Rex next to it. It's like, woo!
Oh, yeah!
Shrink me, daddy!
So they blow it up.
So then they do their finishing maneuver, which looks like a murder. Because they cut you into pieces with the clock sword.
So then Sally blows up. But then the explosion shrinks back in on itself.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any other monster has done that.
I think the Shadow Force Red Mode does. By the way, Shadow Force Red Mode, I thought was them combined with the Q-Rex. And I was like, what happened? That I watched this the whole time, at least since Q-Rex showed up, because I love that thing. But yeah, no, it's just Shadow Force Red Mode just looks also Q-Rex themed. So then it shrinks and they go and they grab him. And Eric pulls up in his SUV and he's like, stay out of the Silver Guardian's way or next time we're going to run you over. And he drives away. And I don't know if it was Wes or Lucas.
It was Lucas. Like, he's just mean.
He's just mean. And Tripp's like, he's not mean. He's just lonely. And he's projecting being mean because he doesn't know how to deal with that.
He does say, like, I've read his thoughts.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he says something like, I felt his true feeling or something okay, along gotcha. Those lines.
And he's like, you know how Lucas, like, you pretend to be cool. And Lucas brushes his shoulder off. But instead of brushing his shoulder off, he, like, brushes his lapel down, which is a very not cool way to do that.
Got a little bit of dust on my big cool pecs.
And he's like, I am cool. And then Kay's like, oh yeah. And Jen's like, yeah, okay. Okay, Lucas, you're so cool. And they like razz him as they go off. And then it cuts over to like, it just pans over to Wes, who's like, oh, and has an inner monologue of literally like, Eric is lonely. And that's it. And like, that's it. That's all he said in his brain. You couldn't say that out loud.
Yeah. I know what they're trying to do. Be like, oh, don't be so hard on Eric. He's just lonely. He doesn't know how to deal with it. But he's only lonely because he wants to be.
No, I don't think he wants to be. I think he doesn't know how to not be.
He doesn't know how to not push people away.
Exactly.
I can kind of get that.
He just spent his whole life being like angry and just pushing people away. And now when he's like, I don't want to do this anymore, but it's literally all I know how to do. So I think I mean...
Someone else has to be his friend, because if Wes tries, he's just going to beat him up again.
This is about you, Wes. And then so he's like, oh, Eric's lonely. But this
spoiled
is
rich kid digging in dumpsters doing odd jobs.
Painting fences or whatever.
Fixing fans or whatever the hell you do.
And then it cuts back to Eric, who's in his SUV. Not like to Eric, but like looking at the SUV. And I don't know why. There's like a little hill and there's like a building behind it. And just for like 1 second, I thought the hill was just the end of the road. And he was like, I'm going to just drive right into this building right now.
I have to be on the other side and I don't want to go around the block.
But then he just like goes down a hill. And I was like, oh, there's a hill there. Okay, much better. And then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, Josh, I started.
Oh, yes, you did.
What's the best?
I think the best is Tripp, even after being shot at and almost killed by Eric, standing up again, being like, I have to stand up for what's right.
That's automatic best every time. What's the worst?
You know, I did have one. Can't remember what it was, though.
I think it's Rancic threatening to use the sand rod on Frax.
That
instead
was
of,
stupid. When he has
of the
a
giant
sword?
Bone katana.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Yes, that's my worst. Who's the MVP?
It's Tripp.
Tripp, you did it.
Good job, buddy.
You did it, bud.
Keep this up.
Please.
And maybe I'll like
you. Maybe you won't be the worst Power Ranger on Time Force if you just keep this up. He was actually really good this episode. I really liked it. I think he's been good ever since that second, like, God, jeez, everyone, I suck. It's like, well, yeah, when you think that way, but you're still a psychic Power Ranger, so, like, I don't know what your problem is. Who can casually manipulate the forces of time?
It's fine.
Whatever. Now we got to rank it. So I'm looking at the Clock Tower, which is number 11 of 16. I think this is better than the Clock Tower.
I think that's fair.
Because the Clock Tower, because this episode didn't have crappy secondary characters.
It didn't have time stairs.
Yeah, it didn't have time stairs or real ghosts that disappeared and
or
weren't
Walter
ghosts.
Brown.
Walter Brown and Vlad? What was the guy's name? What was the other guy's name? I don't even remember.
Drake.
So I think this goes above that.
Okay. What about Jen's Revenge?
Jen's Revenge was good, but had some weird Jen stuff in it. For every good Jen thing, there was one weird Jen thing that I didn't love. Then it did have Rantic, like, about to murder her at the end, which I think was really good.
Yeah.
I think this is better than that, too.
All right.
Now, Rantic Lives is where I'm hitting a wall.
Same.
Because I don't know if this is better than Rancic's origin story of him being like, I was goop, dripped into sewer trash juice, and then I became me.
Ugh, and the mutant goop mixed with all the garbage human DNA that's in the sewer made me a bone swordsman.
A bone ninja turtle.
A bone Kano.
Bone Kano. Now, if you are not familiar with Mortal Kombat, that might sound like a volcano that shoots bones,
which is
radical.
Hey, if you're in a heavy metal band, that's your next album cover.
Bone Kano.
You're well. Happy birthday.
Oh, and happy birthday to everybody. So, under Rancic lives?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, that feels right to me.
So, coming in at number 10 is Trip Takes a Stand. Oh, because his name is Trip.
Oh.
Do you get the joke for the title? Because he's Trip, but he's standing.
Yep.
Did you get it?
I do now.
Did you get it? Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Monday for Quantum Secrets, which has two things that I love so much. Because I saw the preview image, and I know one thing is in it, and I'm pretty sure the other thing is in it. The other thing is very minor and very stupid, but I'm going to end up talking about it for 5 solid minutes minimum.
All right, I'm very excited.
So that's on Monday. But until then, may the power protect you. Forgot we're doing this thing. Just watching a gif of Ricochet and Leo Rush fight each other.
Ricochet and his son. Don't talk to me or my son ever again.